Boker Tov, good morning. Erev Shabbat Shalom. You know what today is, Dave?
Tu B'Av.
It's Shabbat. We're approaching Shabbat. And then Shabbat. No, it's Shabbat and it's Tu B'Av, right? What's Tu B'Av? Everyone knows Tu B'Av is the day. It's
that
the
David finds his wife.
Bezar Hashem, that everyone should find their wives. It's the Jewish Valentine's Day, as they call it. Bezar Hashem, all of these people, all the people, all the single men and women should find their soulmates, Bezar Hashem, very soon.
Amen.
And it should be a zechut for everyone that's learning with us. From today's class will be for the refuah shel ema v'al chalim. Ubichalam chemda v'arachav agad nuzan el mechanu kam rivka sarav ad monir ben shalom ben sarad david menachel. Yafav ad devar rivka ben achav rivka ben sarav shalom ben sarav ben adam shalom ben chanan yafav ben miriam. Yehuda ben yafav chayes afet ben rochav ben chanan simcha ben malka. Miriam ben achav ben elus ben miriam chanan leana ben norma chayes afet amar. Yisav chanan gevur gitav v'arachav dan ben sarav yisak ben moni yakov ben tamar malka yishav ben neta riyam ben yafav. Yosef ben devar shalom yishav ben penina yosef ben yafav daniel ben dinah simcha ben yafav ben adam gitav leah. Gabriel Shu ben Nachman Chanan Machgal ben Esther, Rabbi Shlomo ben Shamsi ben Nachman David Arya ben Rivka, Ulaavdil ben Yishma David ben Eliyahu, Binyamin ben Yitzchak ben Adonam ben Ephraim, Shimon Mishael ben Amakav Dan, Boaz ben Amram, Dina bat Aaron, Tamar ben Chavad Abraham, Yom Tov ben Yosef, Ulaavdil Arayon, Devorah bat Miriam. Okay, we are continuing. So today's class, I want to topic it before we actually start. And I think it's a very controversial topic, but it's a very important topic. And it's very practical. It has to do with this week's parasha. We have a, let's call it a custom, or some sects of the Jews in Am Yisrael have a custom, that in this week's parasha, when you arrive at the Ten Commandments, they stand up. And the question is this a correct custom? Are we supposed to stand for the Ten Commandments or not? And I think if we jump in and dissect what the Ten Commandments is all about, we can see there are three different outlooks on how you look at the Ten Commandments. And through that, a person can guide himself onto what the correct thing to do is. I want to go through the three different outlooks, perspectives on what the Ten Commandments is. And from that, a person can decide for himself what the right thing to do is. So there are some people and many people in the Mashari community and the different Persian communities themselves that they stand for the Ten Commandments only. And just to make something clear before I jump into any of the three opinions. Everyone, in every single opinion in the world, agrees that the Ten Commandments that are written in the Torah is not verses in the Torah that are more important than any other part or piece in the Torah. Everyone agrees to that. So, standing for that part, we're going to explain why you are standing if a person does follow that custom. But the custom to stand for the Ten Commandments is not because that part of the Torah is more important than any other part of the Torah. This is something very important and clear that a person needs to have in his head when, if standing, because if you are standing thinking that one part of the Torah is more important than the other, you're basically saying, I don't believe God wrote the Torah, because God wrote everything equal. Everything has equivalent as of importance. Everything that was written on a cloth, it has importance, and so therefore you can't say one has more Kedusha than the other. But maybe we can give a few different opinions and perspectives as to why one would stand, why not, and try to get a better idea. Why do some people have the custom to stand for the Ten Commandments? So, on one perspective, the idea to stand for the Ten Commandments is because the Ten Commandments is not that it was more important than any other pasukim in the Torah, but rather it was a very auspicious time. It was a very special time. It was a very high-level time period in Am Yisrael, and to commemorate that, we stand. That's what some people would say, we'd stand. On the other side of the spectrum, there's the opposite extreme of people who would say that if you are standing for the Ten Commandments, you are actually saying that one part of the Torah is more important than another, and so therefore you're not allowed to stand altogether. And if you want to stand for the Ten Commandments, you should stand from the beginning. You should stand from the beginning of the parasha, or the beginning of the person's aliyah, right? You shouldn't stand just when we start the Ten Commandments, because then you're showing that the Ten Commandments is more important than anything else. So we have two extremes. One side is we are standing for this auspicious time in the Torah. Another side is saying that no, we do not stand. There's a third approach, which I think is more of the middle ground approach. And it's saying, we're not standing because it's auspicious or it's more important time. And we're not sitting because it's, we're not allowed to stand. Rather, why would a person stand? It's because, just like Am Yisrael, when they stood at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, and they received the Torah, and it was such a, it was a moment of awe for them. So too, we stand, this is the custom, we would stand during this time period in order to commemorate that they stood during that time. And this is kind of that middle ground. Now, again, we don't stand because what this part of the Torah is more important than any other. If a person would stand, it would be either one of these two opinions. Now, just for a person's, you know, for to give more clarity, I don't want to give what the correct thing to do is or what the incorrect thing to do is, because there are opinions that say the correct thing to do is not to stand, and there are opinions that say the correct thing to do is to stand. But I think for a person to educate themselves onto why you would be standing or why you would not be standing is extremely important, right? If you are going to stand, don't ever think that I am keeping this part of the Torah as more important than another, because I'll tell you why. There are many mitzvot that are not included within the Ten Commandments, but we read them every single day, or we have them, and they're much more practical, and they take place in our lives more practically than any of the Ten Commandments. And I'll give an example. One of the commandments is do not steal, or do not kidnap. How many of you ever kidnapped? The commandment is not to kidnap. So how many have ever kidnapped? And if you have, please don't say. I don't want to know if you have. Right? Not most people have not kidnapped. It's not very practical mitzvah, but it's included in the Ten Commandments. Whereas you go like a few aliyot later, all of a sudden we start talking about Shema Yisrael. And within the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael, what do we have? We have the mitzvah of V'shinantam Levanecha. You have the mitzvah to teach your children Torah. The Dibarta Bam, to speak words of Torah. It's a mitzvah of learning Torah, which is the most important mitzvah in the Torah. That's not in the Ten Commandments. Why not? So a person who thinks that the Ten Commandments are more important, you might come to say that don't kidnap is more important than learning Torah. Chas v'shalom. Who said? If I don't kidnap, or I learn Torah, you're saying that's equivalent? Or you're saying that not kidnapping is more important? You can't say such a thing. We don't know the value of each and every of every mitzvah. There are certain mitzvot that the Torah and the Chachamim teach us the value. But the most important thing is not to think that one is more important than another. Now, even more than that, I think if a person decides he will stand for the Ten Commandments, you have to keep in mind that the aspect of the Ten Commandments, you're supposed to give yourself an inspiration from listening to it. If a person is just standing just because that's what everyone else is doing, you lose out on what the point is, right? If your point in standing is just because I'm following everyone else, that's not the point of standing. The point of standing is your understanding. Hey, right now I'm standing. You know, I always see this. People get to the Ten Commandments. They don't want to miss Ten Commandments. All of a sudden, Ten Commandments arrives. The whole crowd goes silent. You get to the next Aliyah. Ooh, everyone's talking. What happened? You see, that's literally, you're taking the Torah and you're saying, I don't believe in this. It's all garbage. Why? Because I'm saying I only care about this part of the Torah, not another part of the Torah. So people, if you have that conception, and you think that I'm going to stand for the Ten Commandments and give kavod and respect to the Ten Commandments, but not for anything else, you have it all messed up. In fact, what you should do is do the opposite. You should talk during the Ten Commandments and don't talk during the other parts. Why? Because nobody's ever going to talk during the Ten Commandments. I know you're not. Right? You might as well not talk during the other parts and respect during the other parts. The most important part that I learned from this week's parasha with the Ten Commandments is not the aspect of standing or not standing. It's the aspect of the importance of every single word in Torah. It's the equivalence of importance of every single word in Torah. You know, one time we asked Rabbi Ben Chaim, what is, more, is Torah Shebe'al Peh, is the oral Torah that we have today, that comes to explain the written Torah that we have, right? There's a lot of pesukim in the written Torah that they're not so clear, not black and white. It's very gray. It's written in code. So the Chachamim came and explained what the written Torah was saying. Is that less important than the written Torah we have today? And he said that the oral Torah that we have, the Mishnah, Gemara, that comes to explain the written Torah, anything that comes to explain the written Torah, it's on the exact same equivalence of importance. You see, to such an extent that the things that are not even written in the Sefer Torah itself, but it comes to explain what the Sefer Torah is saying, is of the same importance. So if a person is thinking that I'm standing because this part is more important, you lost out on the reward. You lost all the reward for standing. Because you're not giving proper respect to Hashem, and you're not giving the proper respect to the Torah. Right? So even if a person does come to stand, the correct mindset is, number one, I'm showing respect to the whole Torah altogether. So if you want to stand, maybe stand from the beginning. Or even if you decide, I want to stand just for this time, I'm giving commemoration that the Jewish people at this time, they stood at this very, filled with awe time and this auspicious time. And I'm going to commemorate that by doing the same. And not to, God forbid, ever think that one part of the Torah is more important than another. Because then you devalue, you bring down the value of the Torah. And God forbid that when we get to that point, then we get closer and we get closer to what the reform people are. This is how we become reform. Because if a person comes and says, yeah, I believe only in the Ten Commandments, then what happens to all the other mitzvot? You come and read the Torah, the Ten Commandments includes the mitzvah of Shamor et Yom HaShabbat. Keep Shabbat. You have to keep Shabbat. It's one of the Ten Commandments, right? But it doesn't say Yom Tov. So what is someone going to say? Ah, keep Shabbat, not Yom Tov. Chas v'shalom. A person who doesn't keep Yom Tov, he's liable to death penalty. What's the difference? They're not different. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook for ochel nefesh, for food. You're allowed, you have food purposes. On Shabbat, you're not allowed. Everything else is the same. Anything other than food purposes is not allowed on Yom Tov. So someone who thinks that the Ten Commandments are more important, he comes to lose out more than he comes to gain. So in fact, it's more important about the perspective than it is about what you actually do in reality. Whether you stand or not is not as important than what your perspective is if you're standing or not. You understand my point? Is that when a person, he decides, am I going to stand tomorrow for this, for the Ten Commandments or not? It's more important you think about, why would I stand versus why I would not stand? If I'm standing because I think the Ten Commandments is more important than any other part of the Torah, you lost out on everything. You better not even come to shul. Realistically, because that's not the perspective of a Jew. The perspective of a proper Jew is to understand that all of the Torah was written by hand of God. And all of the Torah has the same level of importance, the same level of Kedushah, the same level of holiness. And you can't come to ever think that one part of the Torah is more important, because if you do, then you bring down the value of all the other mitzvot. And there's so many other mitzvot we see in our Torah that could even potentially be more practical and more, you know, more important potentially, I don't know for sure, but more important than the mitzvot that are written in the Ten Commandments. So a person should never have the perspective thinking that the Ten Commandments have more importance. Rather, we're coming to commemorate. We're coming to commemorate what the Jewish people did if a person wants to stand. If a person decides not to stand, there is that opinion as well. But the idea is the perspective. And I think that's what I'm trying to portray, is that you need to focus on what your perspective is and not just be a follower because everyone else is doing it. When someone asks you next, why do I stand or why do I not stand for the Ten Commandments, it's not because it is more important than any other part in the Torah. It's because the Jewish people stood at Har Sinai, right? But the Torah is equal. The mitzvot are equal. We don't know the value of each mitzvah. If we knew the value of each mitzvah, you would go and keep the important ones and you wouldn't keep the less important ones, because I know what the most reward I'll get. So Hashem didn't tell us the value of every mitzvah, right? So this should be our perspective going into tomorrow, going into Shabbat, is understand that every single word in Torah, Vayidaber Adonai El Moshe L'Emor, every word has kedusha, every word has importance, every word deserves respect. When the Torah is brought out and is opened, no one should be talking throughout the whole parasha, not just the Ten Commandments. No one should be, you know, really the correct approach should be everyone should stand for the whole parasha, not just the Ten Commandments. Because if we're going to give kavod, give respect to the whole Torah, we should stand every week for every parasha if we're going to stand for the Ten Commandments. If you really want to think that that's more important. It's not more important. The correct approach is to understand that every single word, every single letter, every single idea, and every single connotation in the Torah itself has equal level of importance and equal level of kedushah, of holiness. And B'zad Hashem, when we change our perspective to think in this way, we will start to value each and every mitzvah on a higher level, and not to think that one mitzvah is more important than another. Or, you know, I'll finish with this. I once heard from someone, they said, you know, eating meat non-kosher is very bad. Eating dairy non-kosher, not so bad. I said to him, what's the difference? I said, first of all, do you know what they put, how they make the dairy non-kosher? He goes, the dairy pizza. You know how they make it? How do you know? Maybe they put oil in there. Maybe they put this in there. Maybe they put pepperoni. How do you know what they're putting inside? How do you know? So maybe you might even be eating meat. But even if it's only dairy, why is eating non-dairy kosher less important than eating meat dairy non-kosher? And I explained this to him, and he didn't have an answer. So really, the correct answer is, we don't know. We don't know which one is more important. If something is not allowed or something is allowed, that's the answer. So the Torah itself, everything in every word and every letter in the Torah has importance, and we need to value each and every word and each and every mitzvah that we have a commandment from Hashem or from the Chachamim. Have a great day and Shabbat Shalom.